This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. India and United Arab Emirates have agreed to double bilateral trade to $200 billion by 2032. The decision was taken during the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of the United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, in New Delhi yesterday. Briefing the media about the meeting, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the two leaders have condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism. The Foreign Secretary said both leaders emphasized that no country should provide safe haven to those who finance, plan, support or commit terrorist acts.
The two leaders also had the opportunity to exchange views in detail on regional developments in West Asia, and they expressed support for all efforts in promoting peace, security, stability and prosperity in the region. They unequivocally condemned cross-border terrorism and for the perpetrators, supporters and financiers of all acts of terrorism to be brought to justice.
The 45-year-old Nitin Naveen will be formally declared the BJP's youngest president today. Party National Returning Officer Dr. K. Lakshman announced that only the name of Nitin Naveen was proposed for the post of National President of BJP. However, the formal announcement for his election as new national president will be made today. Dr. Lakshman informed that all 37 sets of nomination papers were received in favor of Nitin Naveen for the post of national president. India has achieved a record electronics exports of $47 billion in 2025. In a social media post, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw informed that around $30 billion came from the production-linked incentive-driven smartphone exports. He said that electronics is the third largest export item of the country. The minister further said that electronic exports have increased 11 times since 2015. He added that 25 lakh new jobs were also created with strong women participation, opportunities for MSMEs and long-term skilling of the youth. International Monetary Fund IMF has raised India's economic growth projection for 2025 by 0.7 percentage point to 7.3%. In World Economic Outlook update, IMF said upward revision reflects strong momentum in the fourth quarter of this fiscal year. Meanwhile, IMF projected 6.4% growth in the next financial year of 2026-27, adding that despite the expected moderation, India remains a key driver of growth among emerging market and developing economies. The Maharashtra government has secured a record-breaking 14.5 lakh crore rupees in investment memorandums of understanding (MOUs) on its opening day of the World Economic Forum summit yesterday. This massive single-day haul nearly equals the state's total investment collection from the entire 2025 Davos summit. The 19 MOUs signed are projected to generate more than 15 lakh jobs across various sectors. The budget session of the Kerala Legislative Assembly will commence today with the address of Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar. Finance Minister K.N. Balagopal will present the state budget on 29th of this month. The session is expected to be the final sitting of the current assembly before the completion of its term. In Chhattisgarh, 9 Maoists, including 6 women cadres, surrendered before police in Garibabandh district yesterday. They carried a total reward of 48 lakh rupees. These Maoists surrendered before Inspector General of Police, Amresh Mishra. The first leg of Khelo India Winter Games 2026 will begin today in Leh Ladakh. More than 1,000 men and women athletes, including coaches and technical officials, will participate in this edition. The new attraction of this year is the introduction of figure skating, which is an Olympic event. And in Women's Premier League Cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Gujarat Giants by 61 runs in Vadodara. Chasing a target of 179 runs, Gujarat Giants managed to score only 117 for 8 in 20 overs. In today's fixture, Delhi Capitals will lock horns with Mumbai Indians at the BCS Stadium, Kotambi, Vadodara. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.